From NPR News, this is Day to Day. We here in California love our avocados, so much so we don't let anyone else's in. 90% of the nation's crop is grown here, and even though other parts of the country can sample avocados from other places, not so here in California. Well, that changes today. Avocados from Mexico will be available in California for the first time in nearly a century. And as NPR's Kim In Sung reports, that competition is making local farmers nervous.
Mike Hillebrecht inspects the exterior of his 20-acre avocado orchard near San Diego. The ground is covered with dead leaves, remnants of the recent freeze that ruined some of his crops.
You look at the stems, they're turning brown. They should be, you know, green. And you look at the blooms here, they should be nice and light green color, and they're brown. They're crispy. See there? So they're dead.
Mother Nature isn't Hillebrecht's only problem this season. He is one of 6,000 California growers who are now facing competition from Mexican avocados. That will mean cheaper avocados for American consumers, but for farmers...
Your cost going up and your price is going down. And I'm not going to use up all my savings to keep it floating and then be broke. Mm-hmm. You're going to hit someplace where you can't make it go anymore and you got to stop.
Opening the California market is a boon for Mexico. That nation grows 5 times the avocados of California and can produce them year-round.
In Mexico, they have the perfect condition where the soil is very rich in nutrients and it's easier to maintain.
That's Eric Ramos. He grows avocados in Mexico.
It's very green, and you'll see avocados everywhere, even when you step outside the international airport.
Ramos expects his business to boom, not just because of the new trade policy, but because up to 30% of California's avocado crop was ruined by the bad weather, something Mexico hasn't had to deal with. This change in fortune for the Mexican growers has been a long time in the making. The U.S. banned the import of that nation's crop in 1914 when a seed weevil was reportedly found on an imported Mexican avocado. Some growers still doubt the seed weevil scare.
It's a myth that was created to prevent Mexican avocados to get into the United States, and it's all been political.
But the politics of trade can change. About 8 decades after the ban came the North American Free Trade Agreement. It initiated a new policy that allowed for limited Mexican avocado imports beginning in 1997. Avocado-rich California is one of the last states to let them in.
Mexican avocados into California is like they won the Alamo. It is bigger than you and I can ever imagine.
That's Scott McIntyre, chairman of the California Avocado Commission. He says business may get tougher for local avocado growers, but there are still untapped domestic markets. So far, most avocado lovers live in western and southwestern states, and that leaves a lot of territory.
Since there's still, the whole East Coast hasn't eaten an avocado yet, together we can increase consumption.
But that doesn't comfort farmer Mike Hillebrecht or his 74-year-old father, Ben. Ben says the added competition from Mexico and the rising costs of water, labor, and land have changed the agricultural landscape. It's made him take a hard look at the land 4 generations of his family and countless avocados were raised on.
I think it can be devastating. And I think the Mexicans can do that with our importing of avocados. That if they really flush them in here, and not just this year, but all the future years, we're going to quit.
For NPR News, I'm Kim In Sung.